Y'all, welcome back. Who knows? We might keep this thing going, man. I had to talk because something happened on Easter that I don't think anyone's prepared for the repercussions of technology. If you have kids, turn them off. Turn them off. Turn this. If you turn off your children, if you if you have kids, turn this off or kick them out or whatever. Because stop. I'm serious. Don't move forward. Now then, technology is fucking up childhoods, y'all. All right, it's fucking it up big time, and in ways that we never planned for. And here's what I mean. Wife woke up Easter morning, as she always does. I mean, we both do, you know, whatever. We wake up. One of us makes sure the kids, you know, stays in their rooms or stays upstairs while the other one goes and does eggs. It's a team effort, all right? As soon as the kids did the eggs, my oldest goes, we should, they're outside. The eggs are outside in the backyard. And my oldest goes, we should check the Ring doorbell because we have a, you know, it's a doorbell and also a backyard camera because, you know, it's, the, you know, whatever, fuck it. If my kid had not innocently said, truly innocently, wasn't even being like evil or tricky or even trying to do anything, with completely ignorant to what they were doing, they went and they were walking over to the little panel thing for the Ring doorbell and they were going to rewind and find us hiding these goddamn eggs. All right, now when I was a kid, my brother found our Christmas presents one year and he told me, and I absolutely ran down with him. We opened them up because we're assholes. All right, that's not what this is. We, my brother and I, were and still very much are assholes. We knew what we were doing. We did it anyways. This was not that. This was genuine, just kid innocence, truly believing and wanting to verify that belief, and would have ruined everything. Because I don't see any situation, I don't see any future where if they do, then watch my hungover ass trying to put some eggs around. That ruins Easter. That then ruins the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny. I don't see a future where they're like, oh, well, the Easter Bunny's fake, but, I mean, obviously, Santa's real. You know what I mean? This is insane. And no one knew this is coming. No one knew this was going to be a thing. We didn't plan on this. Nobody had any fail-safes. I remember seeing a possibly faked video a couple of years back when like Alexa and all the home Cortana and Hey Googles and all the things. I remember seeing something like that back in the day where a kid said like, hey Alexa, where do reindeers live or something, and the answer Alexa gave was very, you know, what was she, was she, Jesus, I just called a robot a she, but whatever, the answer that the robot gave was the answer that the robot was programmed to give, which is by some, you know, 23-year-old IT professional, guy or girl, but doesn't have kids. Some 22-year-old fucking Adderall-ridden computer person who doesn't have kids and never once would have thought, because as a 22-year-old, I wouldn't have thought, to plan in fail-safes for kids to, you know, be kids. Nowadays, and look, that might have been a fake video, I don't know, but regardless, it's a real possibility. Nowadays, if you ask, or we have an Alexa, if you ask Alexa, where's Santa, you know, 360-something days of the year, it gives a generic answer. And then once you get into, like, you know, late December, it gives, like, you know, it's packing up the sleigh. And then that night, like Christmas night, you can ask it and it gives you, like, a little fake trackery thing, like a little fake GPS or whatever. You know, it's fine. That, because we figured it out. Somebody, I'm convinced, whether or not the video I saw was real, somebody fucked up. Somebody had their childhood ruined with an innocent question to an Alexa or Google or whatever. And we're right here. This is where we are now. As you know, this generation's parents, we're the first parents to have to battle this shit. We've never had all of these things, all of these potential giant plot holes. All, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere. You can't say anything. You can't. I have friends. I won't say who they are. Because he's actually a friend of the show. But I have friends. I won't say who they are. But they fucked up one night and forgot to do the Tooth Fairy for their kid. All right? They woke up and realized, oh my God, we forgot the Tooth Fairy. You know, the kid lost a tooth or whatever. And they woke up and panicked. And so they ran down and they wrote a letter. And they like taped it to the kid's door, like put it in their backpack. I don't know, some form of, hey, I'm the Tooth Fairy, so sorry, I had a busy night or something. And wrote a letter to their kid from the Tooth Fairy explaining how she'd be there the next day. Like, that's regular ass parenting shit. That's shit that I would fuck up all the time if it weren't for my wife, because she's awesome at this. I would mess that up all the time. Do you understand? Like, that's hard enough. And now we have cameras and home security systems and the internet, with even if it's not like other kids, and it's just like a message board might ruin things. Like it's everything is so delicate, and it's all hinging on this like weird trust that we all have that no one else will fuck it up, and it's gonna get fucked up. It's just a very weird thing, y'all. And so like if you're out there and you don't have kids, just be aware. If you're ever planning on having kids, it's a landmine field out there, y'all. And if you're out there with kids, hey, now you know. You know what I'm saying? Now you know. All right. See you next time.